News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Parliamentary Standing Committee on Information Technology has summoned Facebook on September 2 to discuss the issue of alleged misuse of social media platforms in the wake of claims that the US firm did not apply hate speech rules to certain BJP politicians. A day before, the panel will also discuss the issue of internet shutdowns and has called representatives of the Jammu and Kashmir administration and others. Besides representatives of Facebook, the committee has asked those from the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology to attend on September 2 to discuss the subject of safeguarding citizens' rights and prevention of misuse of social and online news media platforms, including special emphasis on women's security in the digital space. No immediate response was available from the social media firm on the summons. The notification issued by the Lok Sabha Secretariat came on a day when senior member of the committee and BJP leader Nishikant Dubey wrote to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla seeking removal of Shashi Tharoor as the panel's chairman, alleging that the Congress leader was using the platform for a political agenda. The political slugfest has been going on between the two, which started after Tharoor's announcement that the panel would like to hear from Facebook about the report published in Wall Street Journal, claiming that the social media platform ignored applying its hate speech rules to politicians of the ruling party in India. Tharoor's remarks evoked strong reaction from BJP members of the panel, especially Dubey, who alleged that the Congress leader has been using the platform to further his and his party's political agenda. Both have sought breach of privilege proceedings against each other. For the September 1 meeting, representatives of the Ministries of Communications and Home Affairs have also been called, as well as those from Bihar, Jammu and Kashmir and Delhi governments, according to the agenda notifications issued by the Lok Sabha Secretariat. Information and Broadcasting Ministry, News Broadcasters Association, Press Council of India and Prasar Bharati representatives have also been called for the discussion on ethical standards in media coverage on September 1. In its report published last week, the US newspaper cited interviews with unnamed Facebook insiders to claim that one of its senior India policy executives intervened in internal communication to stop a permanent ban on a BJP MLA from Telangana after he allegedly made communally charged posts. Reacting to the controversy, Facebook on Monday said the company's social media platform prohibits hate speech and content that incites violence, adding that these policies are enforced globally without regard to political affiliation. While we know there is more to do, we are making progress on enforcement and conduct regular audits of our process to ensure fairness and accuracy, a Facebook spokesperson said. Rains continued to lash the national capital and neighboring areas on Thursday morning, triggering long traffic snarls, uprooting trees and causing damage to property in many areas. The Ayanagar weather station recorded 122.8 millimeters between 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday and 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, which was 11 times the normal rainfall. On an average, the city gauges 11.3 millimeter rainfall from 8:30 a.m. on August 19 to 8:30 a.m. on August 20 every year. Kuldeep Srivastava, the head of the India Meteorological Department's Regional Forecasting Center, said moderate rains will continue till Friday morning. Thereafter, the intensity will decrease and the city will witness on and off light rains. Another spell of moderate rain will begin from August 25, Srivastava said. The Delhi traffic police remained busy clearing traffic on Narela Bhavana Road, Raja Garden Flyover, Kasturba Underpass, MB Road, Jhandewala Mandir, Jhilmil Underpass, Azadpur Vegetable Market, Sarai People Thala, Jahangirpuri, Madanpur Khadar, among other places. Similar scenes played out on Wednesday as incessant rains pummeled the national capital region, submerging roads, underpasses and parks in waist-deep water and bringing traffic on key stretches to a virtual halt. The flooding was particularly severe in Gurgaon, where roads turned into small rivers and parks resembled swimming pools. Just a few hours of rains flooded swathes of Delhi, spelling trouble for commuters who remained stuck for hours on waterlogged roads. Pictures and videos of vehicles and people wading through waist-deep water were widely shared on social media. The rains also crippled electricity supply in many areas, civic bodies reported incidents of uprooting of trees in a few areas due to the rains. A boundary wall of a school in Saket collapsed, damaging several vehicles parked alongside it. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon was arrested on Thursday on charges that he and three others ripped off donors to an online fundraising scheme, We Build the Wall. The charges were contained in an indictment unsealed in Manhattan federal court. Federal prosecutors alleged that Bannon and three others orchestrated a scheme to defraud hundreds of thousands of donors in connection with an online crowdfunding campaign that raised more than $25 million to build a wall along the southern border of the United States. A phone at the office of Bannon's lawyer went unanswered on Thursday morning. A spokeswoman for Bannon did not immediately respond to a request for comment. President Donald Trump denied any knowledge of the fundraising campaign. "Don't know anything about the project at all," Trump told reporters in the Oval Office at the White House. He said he felt very badly and that it is a very sad thing. Trump said he's out of touch with Bannon and haven't been dealing with him for a very long period of time, haven't been dealing with him at all. According to the indictment, Bannon promised that 100% of the donated money would be used for the project, but the defendants collectively used hundreds of thousands of dollars in a manner inconsistent with the organization's public representations. The indictment said they faked invoices and sham vendor arrangements, among other ways, to hide what was really happening. Before he was tapped to lead Trump's 2016 presidential campaign in its critical final months, Bannon led the conservative Breitbart News. After Trump was elected, he moved on to a top White House strategy post. The blunt-spoken combative Bannon was the voice of a nationalistic outsider conservatism, and he pushed Trump to follow through on some of his most contentious campaign promises, including his travel ban for some foreigners and his decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. But Bannon also clashed with other top advisors, and his high profile sometimes irked Trump. He was pushed out in August 2017. Greenland lost a record amount of ice during an extra warm 2019, with the melt massive enough to cover California and more than 4 feet of water, a new study said. After 2 years when summer ice melt had been minimal, last summer shattered all records with 586 billion tons of ice melting, according to satellite measurements reported in a study on Thursday. That's more than 140 trillion gallons of water. That's far more than the yearly average loss of 259 billion tons since 2003 and easily surpasses the old record of 511 billion tons in 2012, said a study in Communications Earth and Environment. The study showed that in the 20th century there were many years when Greenland gained ice. Not only is the Greenland ice sheet melting, but it is melting at a faster and faster pace, said study lead author Ingo Sasgen, a geoscientist at the Alfred Wegener Institute in Germany. Last year's Greenland melt added 0.06 inches to global sea level rise. That sounds like a tiny amount, but in our world it is huge. That's astounding, said study co-author Alex Gardner, a NASA ice scientist. Add in more water from melting in other ice sheets and glaciers, along with an ocean that expands as it warms, and that translates into slowly rising sea levels, coastal flooding, and other problems, he said. While general ice melt records in Greenland go back to 1948, scientists since 2003 have had precise records on how much ice melts, because NASA satellites measure the gravity of the ice sheets. That's the equivalent of putting the ice on a scale and weighing it as water flows off, Gardner said. As massive as the melt was last year, the 2 years before were only on average about 108 billion tons. That shows that there's a second factor called Greenland blocking that either supercharges that or dampens climate-related melting, Gardner said. In the summer, there are generally two factors in Greenland's weather, Gardner said. Last year, Greenland blocking, high pressure over Canada that changes the northern jet stream, caused warm southern air to come up from the United States and Canada and flow into Greenland, forcing more melting. In 2017 and 2018, without Greenland blocking, cooler Arctic air flowed from open ocean into Greenland, making summer milder, he said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.